Okay, Jeremy Rigsby, Program Director of Media City, is here on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning to tell us about the Media City Film Festival. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, JD.
So tell us a little bit about the Media City Film Festival. It's in its 18th year, right?
That's right. It's our 18th annual edition of an international festival for what we like to call artists' film. Some people call it experimental film or avant-garde film. It's a very different kind of filmmaking than what people are used to seeing in the commercial or industrial cinema. It's a use of film or video as a visual art medium. So most of what we show are short works. They average about 15 minutes in duration. Throughout the course of this year's festival, it's a five-day event from the 22nd to the 26th of May. There are about 75 different film or video artworks that people can see, most of which are new, made in the last year and a half or so. And most of the artists who participate in the festival will be in attendance. They come from all over the world to be here.
And what are some of the highlights we can look forward to in this year's festival?
Well, there's a number of special screenings that are happening. One that we're excited about is our opening event, which takes place, unlike most of the festival, which happens at the Capitol Theater here in Windsor. Our opening night is held in Detroit at the Detroit Film Theater at the Detroit Institute of Arts. That's a new film with a kind of funny title. It's called Differently Melusia by a French filmmaker, Nicola Ray, who has been to Media City before, but not for about a decade. This is his new long-form film that is a kind of a very unusual literary adaptation of a German novel that the filmmaker never read. And it's also a film that is shown in random order. It comes on 9 separate reels, which are made up in a random ordering. The projectionist just basically decides, without knowing what he or she is seeing, the order that the film will be shown in.
Wow.
That's a really fantastic film, completely handmade. Nicola Ray, the filmmaker, is also the organizer of an artisanal cinema laboratory in Paris called Le Bominable. So the film was shot on outdated Agfa stock from the 80s, hand-processed, hand-printed, all in 16mm, projected on 16mm. It's a beautiful film.
Very interesting. Now, you share program director responsibilities with Una Masna. It's obviously a big undertaking, but you recruit many volunteers to help as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. The festival doesn't happen without volunteers. We need people for front-of-house tasks. We need people for back-of-house tasks, technical help. We need most of the artists who attend the festival from out of town. We'll be flying into Detroit Airport, so if there's anyone comfortable driving out to Detroit, picking people up, bringing them back, we need help with that. We need help with billets. Not everyone can stay in a hotel for one reason or other, that reason being money, actually. So if people have space in their homes that they can open up to billet someone from out of town, make a new friend, that's something we also need help with. Everyone who volunteers for Media City gets a pass to the whole festival.
So where can listeners find out more information on the Media City Film Festival and possible volunteers contact you?
That's MediaCityFilmFestival.com. Our complete program schedule is online right now. The information about every film, every program that we'll have. And there's also another section there where volunteers can look at and find out more information about who to contact or where to go if they'd like to volunteer.
Okay, great. And the dates again for the actual festival?
May 22nd. Through the 26th. All the days between the 23rd and the 26th, all the events happen in Windsor. Most of the screenings at the Capitol Theater and some other events at the Art Gallery of Windsor in the afternoon.
Great. Appreciate you being on the show, Jeremy, and thanks for filling us in on the festival information.
Thank you very much.
Great. The Media City Film Festival, kicking off May 22nd with a screening at the Detroit Film Theater and continuing on May 23rd through the 25th at the Capitol Theater in Windsor, culminating in an award ceremony at Fog Lounge on the 25th as well. So check out MediaCityFilmFestival.com for more information and a volunteer.